Go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Now, it's a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful day in the studio because I'm joined in the studio by somebody who's looking very gorgeous and very tall and model-like in the studio. I was like, wow, how tall are you, by the way?
I'm 5'9".
Yeah, you're the catwalk model for sure. Well, I felt very inferior. Now, I'm joined by Yasmin, who is the senior stylist for Amelia's Ladies Hairdressers, about every model magazine competition for which you're a finalist, which is fantastic. But before we talk about the competition, what made you want to get into hairdressing?
I've been doing hairdressing since I was about 14 years of age. Kind of my great aunt used to do hairdressing in the old people's homes, used to go and help her out and stuff like that. So I've always been involved in hairdressing, and I kind of did like a day release while I was at school and just kind of felt natural, really. Yeah. So
what's your favourite part about being involved in doing hair? Is it just about sort of changing, you know, changing people's looks, or...?
Isn't necessarily about the hair, it's actually about the people, just getting to know different people, and it kind of makes your day, because there isn't really, obviously I enjoy the hair, but it's just different personalities, and you learn so much from people, it's amazing.
And can I just ask what styles are coming in for this winter, or colours, is it, because we had the kind of, which is probably out of fashion now, but you had all the bit kind of dip dyeing stuff going on, with dark roots, and that, I think it might have been last year or year before, so what sort of current colours are going to be
fashionable? Yeah, I think it's just like a different variation on that, so it's more like a natural, more of a sun-kissed kind of look, instead of it being as harsh as a dip dye, it's just more kind of highlights going up and low, so it's anything kind of low maintenance that's still looks effective, because everyone's so busy at the moment and no one wants to get their hair done every 6 to 8 weeks, like colours, you know, strictly. So kind of anything that's low maintenance but obviously still looks really natural and effective as well.
Now, I will post up, there will be a picture of Yasmin on Twitter, because you have got the most beautiful hair.
Oh, thank you. Cheers.
Which is really, really long and very luxurious. So do you have to work? Is your hair quite is it naturally in really good condition? You don't have to do much to it?
It's taken a long time to grow, so I have persevered. It hasn't been easy, if you get what I mean. But it's just kind of, I just really stick with what I do with it. I try not to put too much heat on it, try not to use the straighteners all the time, and try and use bleach hardly, you know, as and when, not too much. So just try and look after it as much as possible, but it's hard.
If you want to get, now before we go on and talk about the competition, Amelia's Hairdressers is on the Ongar Road. It's 01277 200 080, so that's 01277 200 080. And I know that Anne Moran that went down for the competition winner, absolutely loved her hair, just absolutely loved it.
Oh, good,
so she was really, really pleased. She had a cut in the colour, and she has been suffering, as you know, I'm not sure who did her hair actually, but she's actually been diagnosed with leukaemia 10 years ago,
right,
and she
brought
up 2 children, does 3 jobs, and she really deserved the makeover.
She looks fabulous
She looks absolutely amazing. Now, you're the senior stylist for Amelia's Ladies Hairdressers, and you've entered the Every Model Magazine competition, which you're a finalist. So how did you get involved in it?
Basically, it's just friends and family have always pushed me to do modelling, and when I was younger I used to suffer with a lot of anxiety, and a kind of, the older I've got, the kind of more confident you get, the more comfortable you get within yourself as well. So obviously this competition come up, my boyfriend was like, you've got to do it. So I entered it, and then I got through to the final. So
And what was the selection process? What did you have to do?
We had to go to like a model cinema where we got like told what to do and how to look after your portfolio and how to become across professional.
Yeah.
And then I found out a week later that I got selected for the final.
Yeah. So is this for all kind of modelling work, for sort of catwalk? Because as soon as I opened up the door, I was like, hello. And I sort of looked up, because I used to work in photographic studios in London. And I was always the really, because I'm only 5'1", but all the models are like 5'9", 5'10". And they're like, hi.
But the thing is as well, the reason why I entered this competition as well, it appealed to me the fact that they've got no height restrictions, no age, no weight, no specific look. And I'm 5'9", but I am also a size 12, sometimes 14.
Yeah.
And in the modelling industry, that is quite, you know, it's not like a typical thing. So, and I do like to be a curvy woman. That's the way I like. And I like the way I look in clothes and stuff. And I don't necessarily want to lose loads of weight just to please other people. So that's what also made me want to enter this competition. They like you for the way that you are.
And how many people are in the lineup?
It's like an ongoing thing. So they're still kind of, they've just been doing different cinema and days around the country. So it's also still an ongoing total of how many girls would be in the final. But
and on the 8th of November, is that the grand sort of final then?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's like the live catwalk show. So there will be like a bikini wear, and then there'd be like an evening dress wear, or like a personality.
Yeah.
So an outfit that just best resembles your personality. So there kind of will be training in the day, And then, so, yeah.
Have you been doing your catwalk? Because I watch those. I love watching those model programs. I love all the, like, you know, the one with, I can't forget, Tara Banks.
Like,
I
love, Marcus Next.
Yeah, and I love watching those. They'll do the walks. And I'm like, because I can't even walk straight at the best of times. So have you been practicing your kind of your catwalk signature?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. The thing is, like, realistically, as a catwalk model, I'm going to be more like a commercial photogenic model. As a catwalk model, that isn't kind of what I want to go to. But you still have to do that, obviously. And I have been. But I also want to get my personality in the walk as well. I don't want to look like a robot. I kind of just want to be me and feel comfortable.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. I love watching those programs. That's only because they get. I like watching all the pictures at the end. You know, when they're because some people they just photograph amazing, and you see them and you think, oh, and then you see the pictures, you're like, wow, absolutely fantastic. Have you got any favourite photographers?
There's obviously a celebrity photographer called Alan Strutt, and he's going to be doing the winners' photos, and that would be absolutely amazing. No, the chances of me winning, I'm kind of not in it to win it necessarily. Obviously, I'd like to win.
Yeah.
But it's just the case of getting to know all the girls and just feeling so much more confident. Because, say, about 3-4 years ago, there's no way I would have done anything like this. Nerves literally were just eating me up. So it's like more of like a life journey for me, really.
That's do you know what? It's weird because I'm looking at you and you are stunning. Really stunning.
Thank you.
So, it's the way women sometimes feel, isn't it? It doesn't matter sometimes. You can be the best looking person in the room. Not that I would know about that, but you still have that. They always think people are really beautiful, don't have issues with the way they look, but they do as everybody else does.
I suffered with anxiety before in the past, and I still do now, obviously, like day to day, but I've learned to be comfortable within myself and just to push myself to do more, basically, instead of letting it take over just to beat it. So, but I think you never, if someone says it, do it, you never believe it, but it's till you believe in it in yourself that's when you can go forward and do things you wouldn't normally do.
What's the prizes?
The prizes are you get a portfolio, and you get signed by an agency as well. And like I said before, you get your portfolio done by the photographer Alan Strutt.
Yeah.
And there's so many more. They just keep adding more and more prizes as it goes on. But you get like loads of lovely dresses and stuff as well. So.
That's worth it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's why I'd like all that as well. Now, you can follow Yasmin's progress on Twitter at Yasmin_, is that BETTIS?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So have you got lots of people sort of supporting you down at the shop?
Yeah, I have, yeah, and it's especially like my friends and family, and I've got loads of people coming to the live shows as well, which is in Leicester Square, in like District, in the nightclub there, so it would be really amazing, and that kind of helps your confidence as well, because everyone's just saying just go for it, you know. So I'm really excited.
Well, I hope you win. Come back with a crown. Do you get a crown as well?
I don't think it's like a pageant. I think it's more like a modelling competition.
I would like a crown though, just to have the crown at the end. It's not a pageant, but I'm just saying you'd like the crown at the end. That'd be quite nice as well. Say it's one of the prizes. It has to be diamonds.
It has to be a diamond crown. Yeah. if I do win, then I have to give you the diamond crown if you want it that much.
Oh, yeah. Well, there we go. I could just wear it in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Don't forget, if you want to go down to Amelia's and have your hair done by the gorgeous Yasmin, it's 01277 200 080, and it's Amelia's Hairdressers, and that's on the Ongar Road.
Yep, perfect.
Brilliant. Good luck winning the competition. I hope you win.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right, it's just coming up to...